Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg began the conversation with this.
No piles have been driven on this project yet. No concrete has been poured. There is still a chance to make changes.
Dick Somerville of P&D Engineers, the firm contracted to design the harbor expansion, was teleconferenced into the meeting to answer questions. Several members of the public spoke about concerns with the proposed 700-foot steel wave barrier. Bill Kurz said he was concerned about the safety of boats navigating between the breakwater and cruise ships at the Port Chilkoot dock.
With a large cruise ship at the PC dock, it makes it tight for boats coming and going. It also makes it difficult for the fast ferry entering the dock at the PC dock.
Other residents advocated for the rubble mound breakwater to be extended instead of adding on a steel one. Engineer Somerville said the cost of the rubble mound barrier was too high for the financial limitations of the project.
We still recommend the rubble mound. We believe that the rubble mound, outside of cost, is the best option for protecting the harbor. But considering cost, when you bring that in, and considering that we have to be constrained by budget, it does not make the cut.
Resident Deborah Schnabel brought an alternative plan to the commission. She used elements from a previous design, 3A. It includes relocating Lookout Park so that it is not surrounded by a parking lot and installing one instead of two floats for slips. Schnabel said, according to P&D documents, that plan would save about $4 million.
So I'm asking the Planning Commission to correct an error that I think was made. The harbor design can have a smaller footprint, a higher aesthetic, and it can cost less to build and maintain with those two decisions. Number one, a one-float system, and number two, relocate the waterfront park to the waterfront.
The idea of extending onto the current float instead of building another one didn't sit well with Don Turner, who is on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Turner said a one-float design would cause congestion with human and boat traffic. Planning Chairman Goldberg said he thought Schnabel's ideas had merit. To that, Evelina Vignola said hallelujah.
Because I felt like, who is leading this and why is this park in the middle of a parking lot? Why are we supposed to think that's a good idea? It's a bad idea.
How are we going to pay for this? That was another big question from residents. About $19 million in state funding does not cover the entire project. Here's Tresham Gregg.
Why not take another look at the potential for doing something that we can afford and that would give us the working slips that we need now without having to wait for manna from heaven.
Planning Commissioner Heather Lendy said if voters are eventually going to be asked to approve a bond to help pay for the harbor expansion, then the plan should be tailored to garner wider public support.
And if we pick a project that everybody likes, isn't it highly possible that the community would vote to bond it and we could get it done?
But the idea to recommend Schnabel's changes to the Borough Assembly only came to fruition halfway. The commission decided on four recommendations: to move Lookout Park to the waterfront, to ask the state coastal engineer to review the 95% design, to get more information about whether the distance between the wave barrier and cruise ships is safe, and to install anodes at the outset. They did not propose any changes to the parking lot, wave barrier, or float designs. The commission approved the recommendations 5-1, with Lendy opposed. She said the project and the planning process are not consistent with the borough's comprehensive plan. Commissioners Goldberg, Brenda Josephson, Lee Heinmiller, and Rob Miller agreed that the commission's role needs to be better defined for projects like this. Turner from the Port and Harbor Committee said people had their chance to speak out earlier in the process. He said his committee had dozens of meetings that people didn't show up to.
People need to pay attention to what's going on with stuff, and if you're not going to pay attention, don't bitch about it.
The Planning Commission's recommendations will go to the Borough Assembly, which will review the 95% design at an upcoming meeting. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.